Blackstone presents Rebels Run by Jamie McFarlane and Rachel Aukus. This book is read by Emily Wu Zeller and Scott Aiello. Chapter 1. Deal Gone Bad. Docks. Colmac Harbor. Kuiper Belt. From Trojan One's cargo bay, Peyton watched her twin brother Jade disappear into Colmac Harbor's bustling crowd. She blew out an anxious breath and turned to Zine.
It's too quiet, she breathed.
Maybe.
Zine adjusted the holstered pistol on her belt and scanned the crowd.
I'll be glad to dump this piece of crap. It's like running around with a red flag tied to our asses.
Peyton chuckled as she looked at her fiercely loyal friend.
Red flag?
Zine shrugged but didn't say anything more.
Let's go visit the captain.
Closing the cargo bay door, the pair turned into the medium-sized freighter, which was well-suited to operation in the pirate-infested Kuiper Belt, with its light armor and, more importantly, its pair of forward-mounted blaster turrets. It was a short walk from the cargo bay to the makeshift brig where Trojan One's original crew were held.
Ah, finally! You've returned!
Thednak Bolivar grinned broadly. Not the original captain of the ship, Thednak Bolivar, or Bully as he liked to be called, was a mercenary Peyton had necessarily kept separate from Trojan One's crew, due to his participation in the ship's first but not final transfer of ownership.
Are you ready to get rich today?
Can it, Bolivar,
Zine growled, yanking at the chain linked to the manacles on the man's wrists.
Aw, no need for all the hostility, he said. We're all victims in this nasty corporate affair. No reason to fight amongst ourselves. Good old Bully will take right good care of you, just like he promised.
We should have spaced him,
Zine said as she pulled Bolivar from the cell. Not now, Zine, Peyton said. A buzz on her wrist drew her attention to her armlet.
Bolivar's buyer is early. He wants to meet now. He's outside.
Bolivar held up his cuffed hands.
You should take these off. Don't want to be sending the wrong message since we're partners after all.
Take them off, Zine, Peyton said.
Zine angrily pulled at the cuffs and stepped close to the taller man, leaning into him.
Just so you know, this shit goes south and I'll make sure to shoot you first. Do you copy, Bully?
Oh, you are a fiery one,
Bolivar said. Zine yanked his cuffs again, causing Bolivar to momentarily lose his smile.
Okay, I copy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?